Good morning. 6:58 a.m., July the 30th, 2017. Sunday morning. A Sunday where I have had very little sleep. And now I'm out early because I know if I don't get this done, I'm likely to skip it later. So I decided to come out for the walk before I actually woke up. If nothing else, I will have accomplished this much today. So yesterday was not the productive day I was looking for. It was not a 10,000-word day. It wasn't even a 5,000-word day. I got 2,500. Good morning. It was a far cry from the 6,250 I needed for the daily goal. And getting back on track for 25,000 by the end of the day tomorrow is, I guess it's possible. I need a couple of 11, 12,000 word days. I don't think that's going to happen just because I don't think I'm going to be able to get that kind of time, focus, energy, however you want to call it. Motivation, maybe. I am motivated. The reason I didn't get any sleep last night was that I started writing late. Oh my God, it was late in the evening. It was like 9:30, and I settled in. I'd taken my pills. I was comfortable. I had my evening snack. I wasn't particularly tired, so I wrote till almost 11. I picked up like a couple thousand words. I'm not sure if the words that are going to stay, but they're words. There's stuff happening in the story. Apparently walking my route backwards this morning. I saw her when I was starting. Coming the opposite direction. And now I see her going the opposite direction again. Still. All us old fogies out making our daily constitutionals. So yeah, I think I'm doing the unit on motivation again in Headspace, and I think it's coming together. I think the new rituals, while they've been mostly observed in violation than actual practice, I think they're coming together. I mean, I hesitate to say that for fear of jinxing myself. But I've been able to move my meditation practice to midday where I want it. A break between morning and afternoon. I've been able to get the alarms working in a way that does jump in and interrupt my thoughts, interrupt my distractions. It gives me the opportunity to focus down. And that's worked, not as well as I would like, but it has worked. And I think it's... Whoa. Dog jumped up almost over the fence. And I think I'm doing better. I think it's slowly coming together. So while I had hoped that this weekend was going to result in a big slug of new words, if it results in new behavioral patterns that I can carry forward long term, I think that might have more lasting benefit. I think that might be more worthwhile. I have written more words in the last 3 days than I have in the last 3 weeks. Just barely, but have. So that's a bonus. Today's Sunday. Tomorrow, I got one more day today, one more day tomorrow. So I've got 2 days to put a dent. It's going to be a hot one, I think. Yesterday was kind of a gray, mostly overcast, relatively cool with mids in the 80s, but humid. It's humid here this morning too. It's like 90% humidity, which for us is insane. Sun gets up and the air heats up a little bit, its carrying capacity will expand, which will drop the relative humidity down, I think. But we're really close to the point where the ambient and the dew point are pretty close together. So it makes everything feel a little stickier. So while the heat will be uncomfortable, at least it will dry out the air a little bit. It'll increase the spread between dew point and ambient to reduce the relative humidity, so it won't feel as bad. Listening to the doves. Oh, that's bright. Made the turn and I gotta get into the shade here a little bit because that sun is right in my eyes. Which is why I wear a billed cap in the morning. So I'm going to trim this tree back. was nice. Say it with me. What post? Quiet morning. I hear some trees.
That's the dogs.
Seems like there's always dogs. Sprinkler just started up somewhere. I don't see it. Sounded like it was coming up from my feet. Oh, there it is. It is Splinker Day for people with even-numbered houses. Including ours. When I left the house, it was still working on the early zones. So we have to try to thread the needle between having it go off early enough to be able to do a couple of cycles before we have to shut them off. I think the cutoff for the day is 10 a.m. So we've got enough time to do a couple cycles. And what we do is run two short cycles back to back so the sprinklers pop up, they spray the ground to get it wet, give it a chance to soak in a little bit, go on to the next one. They come around again and water it again. So the water gets on with layers rather than trying to put it all on and having it get built up and run off. We still have some leakages, but short of digging up the whole system and starting again, I don't know quite how to deal with that. And replacing a single sprinkler head is enough of a pain in the neck that it's not something that I want to do on a regular basis. So going through the four heads and 11 zones, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen in any kind of systemic way. It looks like my car is parked here inside the street. It's the wrong license plate number and it's a little more dinged up. Looks like it's been out in the hail. It's the same model. The color's off a little bit. It's a little disconcerting to look there and see what looked like my car with the hood not quite latched down. Well, it was in my garage a little while ago. What the hell happened? Easy. It's not my car. It's just a very common sedan. Person giving their dog a run while they ride their bicycle, that's pretty clever. Morning. Dog's not having any trouble keeping up. Looks like kind of a, might be a Basenji. The one with the curly Q tail. So the morning meditation as well be therapy. Trying to train myself to be more in the moment, more here. There's only one walking meditation, although they did change it up recently. Now there are two. There used to be just walking. Now there's walking in your house, walking in your home rather, and walking outdoors, parks and nature. So I listened to the parks and nature one. The idea is to just rest the focus on the rhythmic movement of legs and feet, of being aware of how the body moves while you're walking, which is a little bit difficult. If you think about how you're walking while you're walking, it's difficult. It's difficult to walk. Or I find it a little bit, you know, thinking about it too much makes it difficult to do. It's like, how do my feet move? And so then you try to move them that way. And when you try to do it, it feels awkward. It feels weird. Just being aware of the flex of the foot, the push of the toe, the landing of the heel, the pendulum swings of arms and legs. How the torso twists back and forth. How the arms contribute momentum on the opposite side. Just sort of letting your awareness rest there while you look around, you smell, you hear, you feel the air. Clothing up against your body. I'm wearing my baggy pants today, so they sort of sticking across my legs because I've worked up a bit of a glow. And part of me realizes it's really how I have been walking all along, or at least working towards it. Being aware of the surroundings to the degree where it almost feels like you're walking through a movie set, where the foreground is moving against the background, where the perspective changes with every step. Like some sort of cosmic trolley shot. It's a dolly shot. It's kind of neat. But anyway, here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.